John Gimlet, thank you very much. And maybe there are opportunities on the Wild Coast for volunteering work. There are many companies who specialise in volunteering abroad, and many charities that are happy to recruit people with skills and enthusiasm. It's a popular way to spend a gap year, but it isn't exclusively for the young. And with me to talk about the possibilities and the experience of volunteering later in life are Ian Birkbeck, who runs the company Projects Abroad, and Pam Llewellyn, who has worked with VSO in Uganda. Coming to you first, Ian. Do you think, in your view, that generally age is a barrier, or is it simply a case of bringing commitment, good health, and preferably some useful skill?
It's definitely not a barrier. I mean, certainly we get a lot of younger volunteers that go out on a gap year or go out for a summer. Mm-hmm. But increasingly, there's more and more older volunteers that find they have the time and perhaps the confidence. So they might be going out and working in a hospital, in a school, or on a conservation project.
So what kind of people are coming to you, thinking of the older ones?
A lot of people that have taken early retirement, perhaps are sort of thinking, well, hang on, you know, I want to go off and see the world, see what my son's done on his gap year, and perhaps do something a bit similar. But also people that are taking a career break. With the current sort of economic climate, we've found there's an increase in number of inquiries of people that perhaps been made redundant and think, well, actually, now's perhaps the time to go off and do 2 months, 3 months, working, doing something different. Or possibly something related, you know. So we've got somebody out in Tanzania working on a microfinance project at the moment, and he's working with local people out there, bringing some of the skills that he's got back home out there. Others, you know, we've had accountants phone up saying, there's no way I want to do an accountancy placement. You know, I want to go and work in an orphanage.
What would you describe, you know, as the benefits, or the benefits of seeing another country through a volunteering project? You've done it yourself, I think.
I joined after I graduated. I sort of signed up to go for 6 months to Moldova. And I'd come out of university, didn't really quite know what I wanted to do as a career, and thought, well, actually, I fancy going off and travelling and doing something a bit different. And I went out and taught. I came back and ended up sort of teaching over here. It gave me a taster, and I ended up as a qualified teacher. Equally, we get sort of others that will go away and find maybe it's tells them actually that's not the career for them. I worked in India, and there was a girl, and I remember coming up to me when I was out there, and Rachel came up to me and said, you know, I want to leave the hospital. And I thought, well, have we done something dreadfully wrong? You know, what's up? You know, the doctors were very welcoming and everything like that. And she said, I realised medicine's not the thing for me. And she went and worked down the road in an orphanage, and she went back and became a sort of childcare, you know, studying childcare.
Ian Birkbeck, thank you. And as I said, there are a lot of organisations, both charities and businesses, offering a huge range of opportunities to volunteer abroad, but be sure to research both them and the projects carefully.